Do you leave a trail of open cabinets in your wake? Are you perpetually running 30 or more minutes late? Do you have no idea if you locked the door, turned off the coffee pot, or hair straightener before leaving the house? Are you a hobby hopper, an interrupter, a fidgeter, an obsessive researcher? What do all of these things have in common? Well, ADHD, of course, and they're all part of your executive function. What's that? Well, you're in the right place.
Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life.
Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. When I explain ADHD to people, I cannot explain it without talking about executive function. Obviously, there is the neuroscience piece, which explains why our brains are structurally different, but that's not today's topic, so I will stay on track. The executive system involves your prefrontal cortex, your basal ganglia, and thalamus, and ADHD brains have impaired activity in four functional regions of the brain. Frontal cortex, ding, 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 the limbic system, the basal ganglia, ding, 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 and the reticular activating system. So you can see they are quite connected. Executive function is the how. How does ADHD show up in adults? It's in their executive function. The University of California, San Francisco equates your executive functioning to the CEO of our brains. It, quote, monitors all of the different departments so that the company can move forward as efficiently and effectively as possible. How we organize our lives, how we plan, and how we then execute those plans is largely guided by our executive system, end quote. Notice the words efficiently and effectively as possible. ADHD's hallmark is inefficiency and ineffectiveness. Am I right? We struggle with not only the organizing, but the planning and then executing the plan. On Chad's website, they explain it as, quote, executive function refers to brain functions that activate, organize, integrate, and manage other functions. It enables individuals to account for short and long-term consequences of their actions and to plan for those results. It also allows individuals to make real-time evaluations of their actions and make necessary adjustments if those actions are not achieving the desired result. End quote. What are we also not good at? Changing our actions based on future consequences. We struggle to evaluate mid-action, which means we struggle to adjust. Can I get an amen? Now, just because the function is inefficient or effective, that does not mean it has to stay in the same place in the same way forever. You can improve. It is possible. But again, not today's topic, but I don't want you to be super discouraged in hearing that. I want you to know that we can make changes. But in order to make lasting changes, it is vital to understand the system in which your brain is functioning. ADHD brains are not down for busy work, right? If we understand the why, then we're far more likely to get in there and do the hard work. So how are executive functions grouped or described or determined? Well, depends on who you ask. I've seen them divided into groups of 4, 5, 6, 7. It just depends on the scientist or the doctor that is talking about it and what their end goal is. I really like Dr. Thomas Brown's 6 clusters. I like the way that Dr. Russell Barkley divides them and he puts them into 4. Executive function is all linked together. It's like this crazy Venn diagram with so much overlap. It's complicated. The human brain is complicated. So there's not a cut and dry determination on how to describe all the ways that your brain is leading the rest of you forward. But too much info is overwhelming. So I'm going to break it down into tiny pieces. You know, I love baby steps. So I've divided the executive functions into these areas, and we'll dive deep into each one. working memory, planning and organizing, focus, task initiation, prioritizing, flexibility, emotional regulation, and self-monitoring. And we'll talk about each section individually, and I want to discuss what each one means. What's the definition? What does that cover? And then put it in a simplified way so it's easy to remember. We'll talk about how does that show up in an adult with ADHD. I'll explain where I see it in my life. And I also want to look at how other people might interpret that negatively. Now, I know you already know because you've heard these negative messages over and over again in your life, but I want to discuss them here because I want you to start to see the patterns, aligning those commonalities up so that you can see in your life where those struggles seem to be grouped, and then you'll know, where do I want to start with this? What's going to make the most difference for me in my life? And of course, we want to look and see if there are any positive sides of this difference in our brain, and then talk about a couple of ideas on what we can do about it. What have I done about it? What do I find has helped me? Because I always want to offer hope. None of your executive functions are set in stone because we are not static beings. We are alive and we change every day. But it's up to you how and when you change. I encourage a growth mindset. If you haven't listened to episode 47, it is on Angela Duckworth's book called Grit. We talked all about the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset and how it truly is possible to train yourself to move away from the subconscious view that you are who you are and it's stuck that way, and train your brain to see how you can change, because studies have shown it is possible to change. Now, are we going to eliminate every sense of executive dysfunction in our lives? Well, no, we have ADHD. Our brain is structurally different, but we can mitigate some of the struggles that are really frustrating us, and that will make a huge difference in the way that we live every day. Our goal isn't to change who we are. That's not the point. The goal is to make us a better version of ourselves. Now, is that work to improve? Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. Do you have to change these things about yourself? No. If this isn't of value to you, hey, don't worry about it. Keep on trucking with that work and memory. Go for it. But when we talk about all these different areas, you'll see some of them may not really be a huge issue for you, or you've already come up with different ways to get around those things. And then you'll find some of like, whoa, you know what? That's really impacting my relationships, or that's really impacting my career, or that's really impacting my children or my family. And you'll find where it is that you want to make a difference. And I want you to have some starting places on where to start and what to do. This is going to be a great series. I am so excited. I've been pondering this one in the back of my mind for quite some time, and I'm so excited for you to learn more about your brain and your ADHD, and to know that you're not the only person who has put off paying that bill because you actually have to call on the telephone and speak to a real person, and you know you have to sit on hold for a while, and that person may or may not actually be able to help you. Well, all of those things are a combination of our executive functions. Now, as a side note, I do want you to know that I take educating you extremely seriously. I vet my info. I will not feed you garbage. And I am posting all of my references and my sources on my website. So I do encourage you to go over there and take a look at them. Because you should always check your sources when consuming any kind of information, whether it be about your ADHD or literally anything. If you're researching something, you need to know that where you're getting your information is valid and true. Unfortunately, there's a lot of crap information out there about, well, lots of things, but ADHD in particular. I get so frustrated when I'm literally anywhere, social media, Googling, and these ADHD articles will pop up, and you can find an article. Right now, if you Google searched how ADHD is caused by eating too much sugar, you could find 53 articles where people have said that. And that is not true. your brain is not structurally different because you had a lot of candy bars. That is not a thing. There are so many people who don't cite their sources, which means they literally can just make stuff up and put it on the internet. Anybody with $10 to buy a domain name can put their opinions on the web. You can put your videos on YouTube for free. You don't even have to have a domain. There are so many people out there putting garbage on the internet. They quote people who have no expertise in the area, or they will quote a study, and then you go look at this quote-unquote study, and it's like, oh, you know, I know 10 people that try this vitamin, and it made them feel better. That's not a study. Think about when you were like in third grade, and you were in science class, and you learned about the scientific method. You have to do your hypothesis, and your observations, and your experiments, and you test certain things, and then you modify, and then you test again. Like, there is a formula to doing a scientific study. There are number requirements of how many people, you have control groups. I mean, so when you see somebody quoting a study, look and see what that study really was. Make sure that it is valid and thorough and truly investigates the information they are purporting. Also, there's a lot of articles out there that will cite their resources, and when you click on it, they cite themselves of some article they wrote a few months ago. Like, what? You can't cite yourself. That's not a thing. But you know what? There are a lot of crazy people out there, and anybody can put a video on YouTube. So all that to say, please vet your information when you are learning about ADHD. Make sure that it is good stuff. And my promise to you is that I will put those resources on my website so you can go and look at them and you can see for yourself whether or not you think I am a kookster trying to tell you that the moon is made of cheese, or if you feel like, hey, I can trust Patricia because I can see where she got this information. It is thorough and valid and quality, so I can trust her, which I hope you will do. Please go over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com. And of course, please subscribe to the podcast. Not only does it just show up on your phone that way and you can listen whenever the episode arrives, but it's a great way to move the podcast up in the search results so that more mamas can hear the encouraging words and feel like they are not alone. So join me next week where we dive into executive functioning. I will talk to you then, successful mama.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.